The spiritual energy of the new creation can think and reason, and it has feelings, but in order to evolve, it must develop life forms which are capable of higher levels of consciousness. This is the purpose of the material belt. Between the fifth and sixth bands there is a layer of creational energy called the changing belt, which is involved in converting energy from one form to another. This sixth band is sometimes used for space flight, as time is different here, and great distances of time and space can be passed through in a matter of seconds. The seventh belt, which forms the outside layer of the universe, serves the task of protection and keeps out the energies from other universes. Since a universe is a material thing comprised of elements based on the evolution of the creation that formed them, material matter from other universes that exist at different levels of evolution may not be compatible with ours, so the push belt protects us, as well as providing a kind of skin which repulses the other universes. Creating matter. As the creation continues to evolve, the spiritual energy becomes more complex and more intelligent. As it continues, the mass of that energy also increases. This is because thought is energy, and as thought becomes more complex, it increases in force, creating density. The building blocks of solid components, the neutron, proton, and the electron, are generated by this. This forms the atoms of the chemical compounds which then, in their aggregate forms, create the solid outer wrap, something our scientists understand. This means that original energy is absolute matter, and original matter is absolute energy. The entire universe consists of matter and energy. Coarse matter equals solid matter, fine matter equals energy. The evolution of matter. The original Sohar of bright light that established the area where the material universe would develop contained only the idea to do so. But this idea of light contains intelligence. This idea was only energy in a thought form. As thoughts continue, they form into consciousness, and consciousness forms into will. Will is then concentrated until it becomes dense enough to be called fluffy matter. Fluffy matter is energy in motion which oscillates according to the pattern of the multidimensional spiral before it is gas. Here is where the blueprint for all elements starts. As fluffy matter continues to evolve, it forms the first gas, hydrogen. Now we have an element with a positive charge in the nucleus and a single electron around it. Matter is being formed, and matter is energy in motion that contains intelligence, intelligence that contains the ongoing wisdom of the new creation that started it. It is possible to create machines which convert matter to energy and vice versa. Matter is a sizable idea. All energies can be turned into solid matter. It is only necessary to concentrate energy very strongly and concentrate it very highly. This is done naturally and very slowly over trillions of years by the new creation, for from it came the idea that started the process. The force of the spirit condenses and concentrates the idea to fine matter energy, and with more concentration it then becomes coarse matter. This is the process which will slowly evolve the spiritual energy of the fifth band into a material universe full of stars and planets and life forms. The atom breaks down to seven levels of matter, energy that we have yet to discover. Time begins. As the energy of the material band begins to evolve and becomes denser, the element of time provides motion. Time is an energy that moves in waves of pulses causing the rotation, movement, and pulsation of coarse matter in the material belt. This happens before the energy has become gas and is in a state of concentration referred to as fluffy matter. This only happens in the material band because time, as we know it, only exists here. As time speeds through the material band, it moves in a predetermined pattern set by the multidimensional spiral. This spiral provides a path which moves energy through multiple dimensions. The Pleiadians have discovered more than 22 different dimensions so far and feel that there are many more. Each dimension differs in the kind of elements of matter which can exist there. Some dimensions have material time as we know it, and others move at speeds far beyond ours, while others are infinitely slow. As time passes through the material belt, the fluffy matter will begin to rotate and pulsate according to the speed of the pulses of time. As evolution continues, the fluffy matter will slowly become the gas which will make be the stars that form the systems we live in. Eventually planets form to provide the way for higher life forms. While this process of evolution is continuing, it is time which makes it all work. By controlling the speed of all of the subatomic particles that make up matter, the three-dimensional world that we live in, the stars, planets, and space, holds together and forms the appearance of a solid material world that we perceive. Without time, matter would be forming randomly and would never evolve into solid formations such as the stars and planets. We perceive the world around us with our eyes, and that tells us that things are solid and that they are moving at a particular speed, which we call time. We generally think of time as the transition of one moment to another, and we gauge it by a clock. As all matter moves from one moment to the next, it appears smooth to us because we only see it and experience it with our physical senses. Under a microscope, we see that matter at its smallest level is really oscillating fields of energy. What we don't see with our eye is that all matter is constantly in motion, perpetual motion that will last as long as the universe is in existence. Perpetual motion, then, is the most natural thing in the universe. Our senses of sight, touch, smell, hearing, and taste are just not capable of perceiving it. Moving in time. The pulse energy of time is moving through the three-dimensional world we live in, causing the smooth flow of particles which hold everything together. For instance, the moon is really a mass of particles that stay together because time is controlling it. But what if we disturb the speed of the particles that comprise the moon? What would happen to it? Would it move out of time? First, remember that at the smallest level, the moon is just a mass of spinning particles. Each particle has three stages of oscillation. The first state is a positive charge, the second is a zero state that has no charge, and the third state is the negative charge. Billions of times per second the particle is oscillating between these states. The particle is in material form during the positive state. As it moves into the zero state, it is no longer material matter, but becomes antimatter, or non-material. In the negative state it is once again matter. The speed at which it oscillates through the three states is controlled by time, which is moving in waves of pulsed energy. All of the particles of the moon, then, are oscillating at a constant speed, so they are positive, non-material, and negative at the same time. If all of the particles are doing the same thing at the same time, they can be formed into something which appears as solid. If the particles were all random, they could not form a solid object. Understanding this, let's say we develop a machine that can create time energy of our own, and this machine has a speed button on it so that we can cause the wave of pulses of our time energy to move at any speed that we want. Now let's aim it at the moon and turn it on. At first the particles of the moon will move at the same speed as before, so we can still see the moon. Now let's turn the speed dial on our time machine and bombard all of the particles that make up the moon with our time energy, causing them to oscillate a little slower. As we continue to turn the speed dial and slow down the particles of the moon, it will start to fade away. It is starting to move out of time. It is no longer moving at the same rate as the particles in the rest of the three-dimensional world and is falling behind. As we continue to turn the speed dial and slow down the particles, the moon will become invisible. We won't be able to see it with our eyes, because they only perceive things in our normal time. The moon has fallen out of time and is, in effect, time traveling back into the past. By the way, it won't come back unless we find some way to speed the moon's particles up so that they can catch up with us. Once something is thrown out of time through this method, it doesn't come back. Remember that time started trillions of years ago when the fluffy matter began to have motion. Since then the matter of the universe began to move and rotate. You might say the clock of creation started, and all particles of the universe have been moving in time since then. The idea is that time has been going for trillions of years. All of the particles of the material world we live in are moving down a multidimensional path set by the spiral formed by the original creation, which started a long time ago. If we look closely at a small section of the spiral, we see our three-dimensional world moving along at the speed set by the energy of time. Each period of time is still there in particle form. The material world creates a highway of charged particles that can be traced all along the path of the spiral. Spiritual energy is not attached to the path, but flows along with it. Since we are spiritual beings, only our bodies are material. Our spirits are not attached to the path, but can move up and down the path and move in time. Imagine, if you will, a strip of film. Hold it up to the light and look through it. If you hold it still, you can see each individual picture. If you move it up or down past your eyes, the pictures begin to run together and your eyes perceive them as smooth, flowing motion. When you watch a movie, the film is moving past your eyes at 24 frames each second. The film strip is similar to the material world that is on the path of the spiral. Your spiritual self is like your eyes moving over it. A movie film is moving at 24 frames per second, and time is broken down into billions of frames per second. All of the particles that make up our known three-dimensional world are oscillating at billions of times per second, creating the illusion of smooth, flowing solid objects. The human spirit form is not part of the coarse matter controlled by time, but is part of the fine matter world that moves along with it. If we wanted to see the moon in the year 1000, it is there on the path of the spiral. All we have to do is find a way to go and see it. The human spirit form is capable of moving itself in time through methods of meditation. In this process, the spirit can separate itself from the material consciousness of the human body and move in time down the path of the spiral, viewing or visiting other time frames. Everything that has gone before us in history is fixed on the path of the spiral and cannot be changed. The future is only a projection of things to come, based on the present. It can be changed or altered since it is not a fixed thing. It has not happened yet. This realization tells us that everything in the past is there and can be visited by some means, but the events of the future are being made up. In effect, then, all of our history is existing at the same time, like a giant file cabinet of information that can be accessed at any time. All we need is the means to open it up and select what we want to see. We can also build machines that can travel in time, such as the Palladian beam ships that move in time by accessing hyperspace. Then, through the application of controlling the particles of the ship, they can move in time and re-enter the three-dimensional world at a different place on the path of the spiral. This high technology is only possible when a race has the understanding of the spiritual and material realms, since both are needed to fully understand the workings of the universe that make this possible. The planets form. At this point in the development of our universe, trillions of years have gone by. The new creation has reasoned and figured out every step of the way with the help of the energy of the original creation. The accumulated wisdom of all that the new creation has learned is embedded within it, for it has learned it all from actual experience. Since our new creation is within the original creation and is connected to it, it has a reference source by which it can learn and try out new ideas. It is no accident that the new creation is evolving the way it is, for it must follow the pattern created by the original creation. Because of this, all creations are created the same way and must evolve through the same steps of experience. The original creation is a blueprint, or guide, of how to do it, and the new creation takes the blueprint and uses it to create its own material universe. Through the process of thinking and reasoning, energy is created, and when the process of thinking and reasoning is correct according to the original creation, then that wisdom is added to the accumulated wisdom of the new creational universe. This spiritual growth is what evolution is. As the new creation evolves, so does the original creation, so all universes contribute to the growth and evolution of the Absolutum. As fluffy matter evolves into gas and spirit becomes more intelligent through experience, the galaxies then form. Their movement, rotation, and pulsation are controlled by the pulses of time. Trillions of years elapse during this process as the material universe is forming. Then come the clusters of gas that create the suns and stars, and eventually the planets form around the stars, signaling that the new creation now understands how to create a mineral kingdom. All along, the spiritual energy of the new creation is learning and growing through the experience. Once planets are formed, reasoning and thinking continue until the food kingdom comes into existence. Throughout the process, the new creation is following the blueprint of the original creation and using thinking and reasoning to understand the results of its experiences. The development of flora and fauna is just one more step in creating a more complex and higher developed universe. As the food kingdom is developed, the way is cleared for the creation of animals to eat the food. Fauna, the animal kingdom, is responsible for the evolution of the coarse matter of our bodies. Once the animal kingdom has evolved the coarse body material to a level of evolution that is high enough, it is possible for the spirits of human life to come into material body. Man then begins the material life cycles and evolves the new creation to perfection through the spiritual energies created by each spirit form's growth. Life develops in many different forms, depending on the planet and the sun system it is in. If a world has the necessary elements of water, acids, radiation from the sun, and spiritual evolution, then life forms of varying sizes and shapes will naturally develop. The human form is the most dominant and is found in all parts of the universe where the conditions are correct. The human form also represents a higher level of spiritual development by the new creation, for it obviously takes more understanding and knowledge to create a human body than it does to create gas, minerals, water, or plants. We are seeing the slow evolution of the new creation through the learning experience. The human life form is capable of providing the new creation with the highest order of learning experience and thinking that will be added to its evolution. The human form represents the first time the new creation has been able to create a life form capable of rational thought and reasoning. Each level of development, fluffy matter, gas, minerals, flora, and fauna, has taken a more complex level of understanding and consciousness to create. The human form represents the highest level of understanding and consciousness. Humans can think and experience on their own and provide energy to the new creation, which in turn provides energy to the original creation, the spiritual part of the Absolutum. There is a chain of wisdom from the lowest levels to the highest, which all contribute to the evolution of all life forms throughout the chain of creations. As the universe continues to grow, there is a point where the experiences of the material world can no longer provide new wisdom to the new creation. There are limits to how high the consciousness of material life forms can expand. In the human form, for instance, there is a point wherein information gathered by our material senses is not of high enough consciousness to continue the evolution of creation. The human form then transforms into a higher form of consciousness, which no longer requires the death cycle or the material body. Our new creation, which started as nothing more than an idea, has expanded in size and created a material realm from which to gain experience. It has had a mature adult life through the experience of learning from a material universe, and now it must rest, for the length of time that a creation can sustain itself is related to the strength of its spiritual knowledge. Just as it must learn everything in small steps, it can also only learn so much at a time. Learning turns into wisdom through experience. The new creation sleeps at a certain point in the development of the new creation. It will cease to expand and begin to contract back into itself. Based on the spiritual evolution of the creation, it can only sustain its existence so long, and then it begins to contract back into itself to prepare for sleep. The material belt and all life forms in it return to a spiritual existence. One of the problems for our scientists in determining the age of our universe is the speed of light itself. Light is faster in the past than in the future. Astronomers look out into the universe and study light that is billions of years old. New formulas will have to be created that allow for the fact that the older the light, the faster it is moving. The speed of light is also a variable, depending on gravity and the mass of space it is passing through. As our universe continues to expand, all energies will continue to slow down. Until we have a better understanding of the entire cycle of the universe, it will be difficult to gauge the time until the expansion is over and the contraction begins. This is a time for the new creation to contemplate the experiences from which it has gained wisdom. At this point, the sleeping creation is complete wise spiritual consciousness. There is no material matter. As it rests, it will finish out its thinking and reasoning on the wisdom learned from the experiences the material life forms have provided. Since only the material world can provide the experiences, there will not be any new data, just contemplation of what has happened. Creation has reasoned and learned how to create seven cycles of consciousness, beginning with intelligent light, which turns into fluffy matter, then gas, minerals, flora, fauna, and finally the human form. All of these life forms have a level of consciousness that contributed some measure of wisdom to the evolutionary process of the new creation. The complete cycle of our new creation will be 31104000000 years, also known by the Pleiadians as a great time, beginning with the first idea of creation and ending as it moves into its sleep period. The first 47000000000 years were spent in a purely spiritual form, before the material belt begins to evolve and the gas started to become stars. The planet Earth is 626 billion years old and the Sun is 1,730 billion years old, if you date them back to the gas balls that they evolved from. Since we are currently in the 47th trillion year of a new creation that is expected to last over 311 trillion years, it's plain to see that it will be a very long time before the sleep period will begin. The knowledge the Pleiadians have of the new creation is due in part to their technology, which allows them to move back in time and study the step-by-step growth for themselves. Combined with the spiritual development they have personally achieved, they have also been able to access realms of higher consciousness and learn from them. During the sleep time, the new creation rests, contemplates, and prepares itself for a new life. Once this period is over, it will awaken and start the process all over again. Just as before, it will start with intelligent light, evolve it into fluffy matter, then gas, mineral, flora, fauna, and then the human form. This time it will start with the accumulated wisdom learned from the first cycle and continue to evolve. Creation will go through seven complete great times of waking and sleeping. Each one will be similar, varying in wisdom and evolution. All great time cycles, though, will create material belts in order to learn from the experiences gained by the evolving life forms. Once it has completed seven great times, the process stops and the new creation will transform into a higher form called Inner Universe. The completion of seven great times is called an eternity. One great time equals 311,040 billion years. Seven great times equals 2,177,280 billion years is an eternity. Cosmic great time equals 15,240,960 billion years. Years. There are three types of universes that the Pleiadians are familiar with so far. Even though it is estimated that there are over 1,049 number of different universes in the Absolutum, they have only identified the purpose of three types. First is the Earth, which is the first and primary source of evolution of the Absolutum. An Earth universe also goes through seven steps of evolution, but it differs in that it does not create material belts in order to evolve. Instead, it creates other universes called creational universes. The universe that we live in is called the creational universe because it creates material life forms in order to evolve. It is the first stage of development in the evolution of universes. Once an Earth universe goes through its seven stages of development, creating other universes, it transforms into what is called a central universe. The function of a central universe is not understood very well because he Pleiadians have not been able to enter one, and they rely mostly on the experience of higher life forms for information that it exists. The understanding of creation provides us with an answer to the meaning of our lives. Our brief, transitory material lives fulfill the most important task of learning, for it is through learning that we think and create energy with our brains. That energy moves like waves across the universe and has an effect on other life forms, including the planet we live on, the plant kingdom, and all other living creatures. The combined thinking power of more than 6 billion people on Earth creates energy which affects all levels of nature, as well as each other. If ever you doubted the importance of your life, you should know that you are a wonderful and essential part of the creation you live in, and you share in the responsibility of its evolution. Once you have this understanding and experience your connection to creation, you will feel the spiritual bonding of all living things. The purpose of the material life is to provide wisdom learned from experience to your spirit. But it is most important to realize that you are a spiritual being going through a series of material lives to feed your spirit. The food your spirit evolves on is called truth. As you cross the consciousness barrier from material to spirit, you will come in touch with your connection to creation, and the truth will become part of you. Since you are a spirit form created from the eternal spiritual energy of the new creation, you can access the knowledge of creation through your spiritual consciousness anytime you choose to recognize it. We are all part of the guiding light of the eternal creation. The evolution of human life, the logic of creation. Now that we have a better understanding of what creation is and how we fit into it, the importance of our lives should be clearer. We can see from the steps that the new creation goes through that there is definite logic to its evolution. Life is not a random series of actions but an orderly, rational, and logical sequence of events that gives meaning to our lives and follows the blueprint designed by the original creation and emulated by our new creation. If we look closely at the evolution of the new creation and the steps that it follows, we can find definite guidelines that parallel our human life. The new creation starts with an idea. Man is conceived through the idea of his parents. Creates material life in order to evolve. We are spiritual beings who come into life through the womb and live a material life. Earns evolution through small steps of learning. All wisdom in life is won through experience. Man cannot jump ahead to learn the great mysteries of life. He must learn everything in small steps. Creation goes through 7 stages of evolution just as the creation goes through 7 great times in order to reach perfection and evolve. Man also lives through 7 stages of development, which follow the logic of creation. Creation has an awake period and a sleep period. Man is awake during the day, and he sleeps at night. At the end of his material life he will sleep on the other side, and then he will wake up to re-enter the material world. Creation evolves into a higher life form called an air. Man begins as a material life form, and he eventually evolves into a being of lighter density where the death cycle is no longer necessary. After years of slow evolution, he becomes part of a collective consciousness that does not have a material body, but exists in pure spiritual form. Collective consciousnesses have 7 spirits. The 7 evolutionary steps of man on Earth. We are just becoming aware of our spiritual consciousness and its ability to communicate with the eternal knowledge of creation. The great spiritual minds of the Pleiades have analyzed the development of the human being and discovered how the evolution of the creation dictates the development of the human spirit form as well. Just as the creation must turn its way through 7 great times on a path to perfection, so must man. The human life form evolves through understanding learned from experience, following the same design as creation. There are 7 main levels of evolutionary development with 7 sub-levels. Creation goes through the development of 7 levels of life forms: intelligent light, fluffy matter, gas, mineral, flora, fauna, and human, to complete the cycle of one great time. It will then repeat that 7 times in order to reach perfection and transform itself into a life form of higher consciousness. As part of creation, man follows this same guideline and goes through 7 main levels of development, each with 7 sub-levels of learning. Man's existence begins as a spirit form, which is connected to the eternal energy of the creation, and ends up a pure spiritual form that returns to the creational source, becoming part of the knowledge that directs the growth of the universe. On the planet Earth, the natural cycles of development occur as they do throughout the universe. First, the planet is formed from the primordial gas, which takes billions of years. As evolution continues, eventually the mineral kingdom is formed, followed by the flora, or food, kingdom. The animal kingdom is next, since now there is food available. All along this path of development, the spiritual energy of the new creation is gaining in wisdom that gives it the intelligence to create the next step. As the energy becomes more intelligent, its force, or vibrational level as some call it, increases. It can be seen and measured as an aura around all things.